It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Welcome back, Pam.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Great to be back.
Well, it is back to school time, and we've got a few questions about, back to school and some cold and flu things. Here's one from somebody. With our grandkids back in school, I know it won't be long before coughing and sneezing starts. How can pharmacists help when kids are sick?
Yeah, you're right. We are definitely heading into that time of the year when those bugs are starting to make the rounds. School's really great for that. But you're right. Your community pharmacist is available to help make those recommendations on some supportive care that might help them feel better. So pharmacists can go through, a lot of times people think that we're just there to help provide medication advice, but pharmacists can actually go through, both non-medication options that can help, but then also recommend those different over-the-counter medication options as well. So most of these bugs tend to be viral and don't necessarily require antibiotics in that case. So usually just take that time to pass. But those pharmacists, in the community can certainly help suggest options to help along the way. Of course, for more complex illness, certainly you can reach out to our pharmacy clinic. So within the clinics, which is a little different than, your traditional pharmacy, pharmacists in these clinics can do those assessments and prescribing for illnesses like strep throat or ear infections that we see in those kiddos. And we know those calls, they're just going to start increasing in number, and they certainly do through the coming months.
Yeah, for sure. Here's another similar question. When should people expect flu and COVID vaccines to be available? Are there any other vaccines you should get this fall?
Yeah, we definitely are starting to have lots of calls coming in from people wondering when these should be available. And we can expect to see both flu and COVID vaccines available around the middle of October. So it's usually right around Thanksgiving every year that we'll see flu and COVID available. So we do try to encourage people to have the COVID and flu vaccines done at the same time. So most of the appointments that you will be able to book and find will allow you to have them both done together. So once again, this year appointments will be available to book online or by calling that central 1-800 booking number, much the same as we've been doing for the last few years. And then of course, when we talk about other vaccines, if you're over 65, there is now public funding for both shingles and pneumonia vaccines as well. So we certainly encourage all of our 65 plus patients to make sure these vaccines are done in addition to COVID and flu. So if at any time you're wondering if you're due for other vaccines, you can always reach out to our clinic. We are able to request vaccination records from public health. And then, of course, if you are due for a publicly funded vaccine, like measles or tetanus, that is something that we can provide right at the pharmacy clinic. And one final vaccine reminder, for those moms and dads of our kiddos that are in that 4 to 6 year age range, when we're talk back to school. On Nova Scotia's routine immunization schedule, kids in that age range are due for one additional vaccine. So just be sure to check in either with the pharmacy clinic or with your doctor nurse practitioner to make sure that's up to date as well.
Okay, sounds good. One more question here, kind of a general one from somebody. Why does it take so long to get my prescription filled?
Yes. Oh, I've definitely been asked that question a few times over my career. Of course, it depends on the pharmacy that you're going to. Wait times for prescriptions can certainly vary. But I think a lot of times it's just that people don't fully understand all of the steps, that we're doing, that go into preparing prescriptions. There are definitely many steps in that process. And, in our particular case, and it would be similar at all pharmacies in some type of order. But at our pharmacy, first, of course, the pharmacist has to first review that prescription. So we call this our clinical check. So we are ensuring that that medication being prescribed for you is both appropriate and safe for you to take. So as part of that, there's a lot that goes into it. But as part of that, we're just ensuring, first of all, that there's no interaction, perhaps, with other prescription or over-the-counter medications that you might be taking, or that it's not going to negatively impact any of your other medical conditions. We're double checking allergies and of course making sure that the dose being prescribed is appropriate for the indication that it's being used for. You know, and then the rest of the team takes over. So, you know, between our assistants and registered technicians, you know, they're entering details into our pharmacy software system. They're preparing that correct medication and dosage and then conducting that final check to make sure, you know, just ensuring that safety and accuracy as well. If there's drug insurance, we're submitting those claims to your insurance provider at the same time, you know, and all of these steps take time and your prescription is often in queue with several other prescriptions as well. So, you know, if it all goes smoothly, it may not take too long to have it ready to go, but certainly we often encounter snags either with insurance. Right now with so many drug shortages, you know, if the pharmacist has to make an adaptation or substitute a different medication, that takes time. Or in some cases, the prescriber needs to be contacted for clarity on the prescription. So as a general rule, it's always best to allow 24 to 48 hours if you can, keeping in mind, of course, for something more acute or something that, you know, we need that medication started earlier, then that's obviously not feasible. But yeah, then there's certainly some things that go into the complexity of getting that prescription filled.
For sure. Good to have some patience.
Absolutely. We always appreciate it.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Pam.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.